Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And we are on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time. As of November, we will be picking it up and adding another day on. We'll give you further details down the road on another show. You can also go on to, if you have any questions, comments, any statements, any ideas for shows, or if you want more clarity on anything that we've put out there, you can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We also do goddess parties. We do intuitive clairvoyant readings. We go to corporate events. We teach classes. Again, you can email us at the same email above. If you would like us individually or together, if you want individually, you can call Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136. We also have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. Would love for you guys to come on and like our page. It's a small little community that we'd like to get bigger.
And we're growing.
And we are growing. We also now, people, have a website. You can go to www.divinegoddessradio.com and go and see what it is that we have to offer. Is there anything else that I need to?
Yeah, at our website you can actually book readings. So if you do want to schedule a reading, you can do that right through the website.
Oh, okay.
And I will get a calendar up hopefully this week. Mercury retrograde. I just keep coming back to other things that somehow this calendar does not seem to be a priority right now. So anyway... anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We have an awesome guest with us tonight. She's been with us before, and so we're excited to have her back on. Please welcome Jeannie Crescenzo.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello.
I was going to say hello, Greenie. Hello, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, and I couldn't help but laugh at you guys. You're talking about Mercury retrograde. It just cracks me up. Yes, there's a lot of things going on.
There is. There is. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, before we, because I know you probably, well, Mercury retrograde probably has something to do with maybe your topic, or maybe you can transition into it. But in case somebody didn't get to listen to your first show, do you want to just give us a little background about who you are and what you do?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I am, first of all, Jeannie Crescenzo. I am a psychic light medium. I like to add in the light there because when I do mediumship, it's not just about the loved ones. Other beings of the higher dimension come through. I'm also an energy healer, an artist, and I teach many workshops. And my focus is on helping you transform your life, shift your life in healing, and finding solutions that help you move forward, as well as offering healing words of wisdom and loving advice from the other side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeannie rocks, folks. I mean, my Lord, she just, oh, holy cow, I tell you. Just the artwork that she does, the work that she does, she speaks my language. So you might be hearing just Jeannie and I doing a lot of the talking tonight. So is there anything else that you want to add on that note before we get off into the connecting to the higher realms?
You know, the only other thing that I have to mention is you can also look up more information through my website. And I'd like to give that out. It's www.lightofthesoulascension.com. And you can check me out there and learn a little bit more about me. I also like to do a weekly galactic vibrational forecast for those of you Earth incarnates and starseeds alike.
I love her her little synopsis of what's going on. Absolutely fabulous, you guys. You have to check it out. Check it out. So, Jeannie, let's get down to business. The topic that you were wanting to talk about tonight. Just go ahead and start talking about whatever you want to, and I'll jump in periodically.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I specialize in is connecting to the higher realms and connecting to the angelic realm, the realm of the Ascended Masters and going into the Akashic Records, mainly the Galactic Records, which represent the records on more of a universal scale, and get more into, okay, branching out more into your soul origin and where you have lived before, prior to your Earth mission, if you will. Most people have had missions elsewhere, whether it be another planet or another realm or dimension that they have lived in. So my goal with that is to help people create deeper understanding of who they are, and that can bring such incredible healing as I have had with my own experiences. So that's a good topic to kind of get into, is who we are and where our place of origins are and where we resonate, truly resonate from as far as star systems or other universes or dimensions, and where we feel like our deepest connection is.
Wow. Absolutely love it. I have a question. Before we even get into this,
too.
I wanted to ask you, are you open to taking callers who have questions?
Yep.
Do you want to give the number out there, Marie?
Yeah, 347-327-9360. So if you want to call in a little bit later, if you have a question, we can certainly do that. And you might be talking about this later, but my question is everybody from a different planet?
Most people I have found have had some experience in another dimension or other planet. However, those that are what you would maybe classify as star seeds kind of incarnate with a higher dose, if you will, of energy from their incarnational experience, or maybe coming in as sort of a delegate or an avatar or someone just bringing in an extra energy to kind of anchor in and allow higher energies to come through, if that makes sense. Not all people have had experience in other places, though most have, but some choose, everyone has a unique incarnational path and soul evolution, so I can't say everyone has, but most people have.
Okay, very interesting. Now, just because we get people from different levels who come on the show, would you be able to explain just a little more in depth what a dimension is? Because I know there's people who are going, well, what's a dimension and what does that mean?
Sure.
Right, and the higher
realm.
And the higher realm.
So, makes a lot of sense. All right, well, if you're talking dimension, as in have you incarnated in a different dimension or in a different realm, what I would describe that is living in a different kind of physical body or non-physical body. So mostly non-physical bodies, such as a light body, living as a light being in a different realm and functioning in a different way as part of your soul's evolution. So there are beings out there with specific light bodies that you may choose to take on or create in order to have a certain experience with that and growth experience with that. I know that one example would be of how well known this is would be Doreen Virtue, and she talks about the realms of the Earth angels. That is one example of that. And that she talks about, incarnated fairies and incarnated angels and incarnated wise ones, and star people, and so on. And it's similar to that. However, I see from more of the, I tend to see more on a less generalized scale and more on a specific to the soul that I am connecting for scale.
Oh,
okay.
Yep. And so there's been a lot of interesting readings that I've had where the origin of that person is brought about, and by telling them led to some healing in their lives and greater understanding of who they are. You wouldn't believe how healing that is. Now, I have my own personal experience with that and understanding that. And I can tell you if you would like to hear it.
Absolutely.
Yes, we would love it.
Okay. Long story short, because we only have an hour in the radio show. So my very first, one of my very first experiences with seeing spirit on the other side was actually meeting my star guide, who came to me during meditation, and I immediately felt like I was coming home. And it was a very emotional experience, and there were a lot of tears because I felt like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're actually here in front of me. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. And so I recognized this soul immediately and knew that this was a member of my soul family. And then he proceeded to tell me, well, we're from the same place, you and I. We are from Orion, specifically from Orion's belt. And that is the center of wisdom from which masters have come and gone, and even Earth incarnates have come and gone and been initiated there into their mastery, such as in Atlantis and in Egypt. And that to me was such a profound affirmation to know that. And more information came from that that allowed me to really understand why I was the way I am, why I feel the way I do, and why I see things so differently than the people around me do, and why I respond differently. And we all do. We all come in with our own template, soul template of wisdom from where we, our soul's wisdom and our soul's journey and experience, and we come in with that in life, and it just helped me see from a better perspective and understand, and it was just an incredible journey. And frequently I'll get visits from this being of light to allow me to sort of feel at home, if you will, because I know that a lot of spiritual people struggle with feeling like they belong here, feeling like they're at home here, and not feeling like literally they've been dropped off here on the planet. And that's a pretty huge thing, I think, among very spiritual people or just people who just feel different in general. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
We
I'm pointing the finger to myself.
I mean, do you feel like you're an alien dropped off this planet? And like,
oh, Lord, I said that as a kid. I know, where's my real family? Where are they?
Exactly. And some of that may be due to the fact that you come in with such a high vibration that you literally feel differently, and people will literally react differently to you. And as a child, you don't understand that. You don't understand why people are reacting differently to you. And unless you have a very strong supportive atmosphere, sometimes that can leave you feeling a little alienated. Excuse the pun, you know.
Yes, yep.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So my journey, I kind of went on some side journeys, but my journey back to what I call being in the role of a galactic high priestess, literally, was reconnecting with that part of myself, and I had to accept it because at first, you know, there was a period of time when I went through my own doubt, like, ooh, I don't know if I can accept this. This is, goes even against my grain, yet it makes so much sense that it overrode my logic, and we all go through those periods of self-doubt. And so my journey was literally my journey back to my power of who I was. And that's why I really, my goal with all of this is find your unique light in what it is and shine it. Just shine it, whatever it is, because people aren't waiting around for you to be an imitation of someone else. They're waiting around for you to shine your authentic light, no matter whether you're understood by everyone or not. You're going to hit that one person with your truth, and they're going to go, oh my gosh, I can be myself, or I can shine my light, or, oh, this resonates so deeply with me. Does that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear you.
So that's just one of my completely, I'm very passionate about that because I had my own journey with that. So I tend to be very, very passionate about that. And it's not, and we've all gone through that where people say, you know, they want to prove it or they want you, you know, they're very skeptical of your journey, and I'm so over it, ladies. I'm so over proving my journey to anyone else.
Oh, right there, sister.
I just want to share I just want to share my journey, and if it makes a difference to someone else, you know, because we've all, as psychics, we've all seen things that, you know, people couldn't believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the skepticism, and but at the same time, you know, this is very, very real.
Yes,
this is a very, very real experience.
It is, and especially when you're the only one in your family that's very open and spiritual, and the rest of the family looks at you like, you know, from day one, like, God, you're just you're an odd sheep. You know?
Yeah.
We're
a little different. A little different. They kind of pat you on the head, you know?
Yeah.
You're just a very creative, imaginative person. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure I am.
Yep.
Except that I can
verify
some things that would probably scare you. So, sure I am. Sure, you know.
Oh, that's funny. So, Jeannie, which realm, like, what are the variety of realms that you can go into? What all exists out there that you've encountered thus far?
I don't even know how many realms there are.
Well, I know there's so many.
There are many that do not even have names yet. And that I applaud Doreen Virtue for trying to create the main realms that she has discovered. And I'm getting a sense, oh, my goodness, there is an incredible amount of different realms. And especially when it comes to other dimensional realms, and you're talking about different star systems, different galaxies. The options are really, and even different incarnational experiences. And this is what I like to say. I don't like to generalize. I just like to completely go into that person's Akasha and see for myself and then give them that information if it's appropriate for them to know at that time.
No, are realms different than dimensions?
It's kind of, I kind of use those words interchangeably.
Okay.
You know, that brings up a good point, Beth, because, or was that Beth who said that? I hope that was Beth.
Yes, yes.
If not,
Beth.
I'm embarrassed. But
no need to be,
over
it's
the,
Beth.
Over the phone. But you and I have had a conversation about the seven dimensions or the seven planes of existence, which is a little bit different than realms.
Yep.
Those are kind of systems of operation and existence. But realms, or let's say if you're from a different star system, or your soul, how about we'll call it your soul's origin? How about that? Let's simplify it.
Okay.
Your soul's origins and evolutionary path and where you're from is going to be a little bit different than the seven planes of existence, which that's a whole other topic right there.
Yes, it is.
The seven ways of existence and how we operate and how those energies operate and how there's hundreds of levels in each plane. Very interesting. It's just very, very interesting in my own, during my own spiritual studies. And some of this is not, like the seven planes of existence, I learned that from going through my Theta Healing certification program.
Okay.
And that, it correlates with some of the most well-known and ancient descriptions throughout many systems of spirituality of the seven levels or the seven dimensions, planes of existence. So it's just put in a different form. And so it was very understandable to me, and I absolutely 100% agree with it and connect with it. So it's fascinating stuff, brain candy. It's like spiritual brain candy. I love it.
Yeah, it is.
So now if someone comes to you and they want to have you do this for them, how do you do it? And then You mentioned before that you tap into their Akashic records. Can you kind of explain that as well if somebody doesn't know what it is?
Absolutely. It's the Akashic records, but it's also the Akasha in general, which the Akasha is a place full of tools for the soul. Really, it's where our true soul vibration, the template for our true soul vibration exists as well. So it's what happens is, because I go into a reading, and a lot of times people aren't specifically looking for this. A few people actually are. But what will happen is I'll start off doing a normal reading, which I normally start by connecting to the seventh plane of existence, and then I kind of do a viewing and allow the spirits and guides and my own clairvoyance to guide me to what they need to know and kind of to keep the wisdom flowing. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the Akashic Records, I will get a sense, or I will be told by my guidance, in order to get that specific information that the person needs, you need to go to the Akashic level. And because I've been doing it for so long, it's actually simply a change in frequency. It's kinda, how do I describe that? I rev up my vibration in order to connect to the Akashic vibration. And I use the person's name to get there. So what will happen is I will literally, like a key, I will have their permission to open their records and use their name. And I will ask for their records to be open using their name for their highest good. And then the
birth name or current name?
I know a lot of people who use full birth name. I actually do not necessarily need the full birth name. Sometimes I just need the first name.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I get guided there. But I all only do so with permission. I cannot go and read random people's Akashic records. It doesn't work that way. The Akashic records is a very sacred, high vibrational place. And I generally connect there. And the information that comes from there is so crystal clear. And so it can be very esoteric, but it can be very practical and grounded in relating to their life. And I do kind of my own connecting in my own way that I was sort of taught from my own masters. Mm-hmm. My own Akashic masters, we'll call them that, my galactic Akashic masters. And they will even bring me to the galactic records if that's what the person needs.
Wow.
So they kind of help me out. They guide me during that process. And I keep my ego and the rest of myself out of it, if you will.
Nice.
I keep myself out of it because that's a sacred place. And so I literally, it is like shifting into a channeling space.
Interesting.
And when that happens, that it literally feels like I'm outside of myself listening to myself talk.
Wow.
Oh.
So is it like an hour session with you then?
It can be anywhere from a half hour to an hour to even 15 minutes, really. But generally, I do half hour sessions. I prefer the hours because I can get really, really in depth with that person and connect on their behalf and really... When that person's prepared to do work, generally it is an hour. But sometimes we only go a half hour, and that's exactly what they need in that moment.
Wow.
And the information comes bam, 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 really fast. But I generally like to take my time, and I like to be thorough. I think it's just the Virgo in me.
Yes,
I think it's just the Virgo in me that likes to be very thorough in my readings.
So if people are listening and they're thinking, okay, I want to tap into my higher realm, is it something that people can do on their own?
Absolutely. It is something that people can do on their own. And sometimes it's a matter of building up your vibration because you do sort of need to find the tools that work for you because there's not a one-size-fits-all kind of tool. But what I would recommend for people is if you want to seek that kind of information, number one is your intent. It's all about your intent. If you just have idle curiosity, you're probably not going to get access to your own Akashic records.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something in your life that needs healing, and you are ready to change something, or you are ready to do deep spiritual study, you will have access to it.
Oh,
it's just the way
okay.
it works.
So now when you say you have access to tools, what do you mean by that?
Tools. In the Akashic Records, there are wonderful tools, healing tools like healing temples that you can literally bring yourself into during meditation and visit and allow healing to occur. One of my favorite spaces in the Akashic Records is, it's sort of like, I would call it the healing chamber, or one of the healing chambers. You go in and you literally talk about your problems. You literally speak about your problems into the healing chamber. And what will happen is, as you're doing that, the high vibration of the Akasha will allow healing to occur, because you're releasing something. You're downloading information on how to solve that. And oftentimes you'll get information at the same time about the clarity of the situation that will allow you to see with real, true insight how to heal the situation or give you empowerment in some way. So I've learned a lot about all the different, I mean, that's just one of the tools, one of the spaces that you can go into in the vibration of the Akasha.
So
using your voice and utilizing your voice as sort of a key can really unleash the power of your throat chakra in a healing way.
Okay. So, like, for example, you know, people like to come for readings where they say, you know, a general reading like, okay, what is, you know, does spirit have a message for me, or why am I not getting a job? This reading, when you tap into your higher realm, you're kind of, if someone cannot find a job, you know, they're continually being blocked, this would be better for them, right, than to go in and find out,
Absolutely. This would be a good tool for them, because it will give them clarity on what their blockages are, and then give them tools to figure out or to work on healing that part of their lives.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's informational. Sometimes the resolve happens vibrational or energetically during the session, which is very interesting to me when that happens. I love it when that happens. So like a healing occurs during the session immediately. Sometimes it is a requirement of the client to do their own healing work, as spirit finds that they will, or their soul finds that they will benefit from doing some accountability or some responsibility in their own healing work.
Hmm.
So it can be very individual.
What's the most interesting that you've ever encountered when working with someone? You know, just so you're not giving away, you know, great detail, just, you know, if somebody can identify it when they discussed it with somebody, but is there anything that you can share to where, you know, the experience that somebody had and the information that they gained and they never, well, I mean, even out of, because you've been doing this for quite some time. Is there any,
I'm
like
oh, which do I pick?
Because also I'd like to know, what is the most interesting being that you've ever met?
Well, let's go with the most interesting being. How will we go with that? Most interesting being.
Okay. The most interesting being that I've ever encountered. The most interesting being that I've ever encountered, when I was doing my studying with my what I call my light council, my guides and my teachers, they have brought in beings for me to sort of understand the vibration or get to know, kind of meet and greet. And some of the most interesting beings to me, I can't even describe them, what they look like, but some of these beings have literally come from other universes, if you will, and they have some of the most unique energy that I can see how someone might be frightened, or just because they don't understand or are not familiar with that frequency, and how they look. And, okay, so we're dealing with, okay, so two examples is there was a very short being that was introduced to me that when I first saw it, kind of scared me. It just looked very, very different than I can even describe. And this wasn't even something that I had read about. It wasn't your Pleiadian, it wasn't your reptilian, it wasn't your gray or any of that other stuff that, you know, you read about out there. But it literally had the vibration of, I am from a different universe. And even told me kind of the name of the universe that it was from and everything, and it communicated in such a unique way that it was just, it was like the most alien experience I've ever had. But here's an example, though. I actually found, because a lot of times spirit will give me validation that they exist by providing me an example that someone else has experienced these beings.
Yeah.
And so I was actually doing some research online, and I happened to be guided to a website that someone had done drawings of these beings and or even spoke of these beings and called them by a different name. But it completely aligned with the information that I received. And I was like, good God, like, they do exist. I'm not going crazy. So it was very, very validating. Such a profound experience. You know, this was when I was in my early 20s, too, that I was having a lot of these experiences that would just blow you away. And, you know, at that time, I still had a lot of doubt. Now I don't doubt it. Now
yeah.
I just accept.
Yep.
You know, but my I will tell you my favorite being that I ever encountered were these beings of light who literally hold stargates open in stars are in the, you know, like the sun. There is a gate, an energetic gateway within the sun and in just about every star that allows you to travel in different places within just your light body, with your light body. And these beings that hold these, like the gatekeepers, I'm going to call them the gatekeepers, incredibly massively huge angelic beings. I mean, incredible. I mean, the energy of these beings are incredible. It's just like tears run down your eyes with the love that you feel from these angelic beings. And they don't look like angels. That's the thing. Like, oh, they're very angelic. They do not look like your typical angel, but they do have an angelic vibration to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, I love those beings. By the way, I just love them.
Do they go by a certain name or no?
You know, I call them sun beings. I call them sun beings. They're star beings, and the one that I have an interesting or have had an interesting connection to. That kind of came through our central sun, went by a sacred name that I choose to keep to myself, just out of the sacredness of our personal connection. However, I will say to you this being has been known by several names in many of Earth's cultures. So if you think of some of the sun gods, the name of the sun gods, there you have it.
Gotcha.
So that is what I know, but the sacred name that was given to me, I choose to keep sacred.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I have heard them called sun beings, star beings, Solarians. I've heard them called that. Someone out there will probably resonate with that name for them. They've also been called gatekeepers or star gatekeepers out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question. Because I'm not as familiar with the galactic part of it. So when I hear you guys talk and I'm hearing this, my image is, you remember that TV show and show called Stargate?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
So where you could go in and out of different dimensions. I mean, is that accurate? Have you ever seen it? Yeah.
To a degree, it's not exactly quite like the Hollywood version, but an example of that, my favorite example of that is back in Atlantis, on Memories of Atlantis and being able to voice command portals.
Okay.
You're using voice commanding portals into other dimensions and other places. These things exist. They do exist. They may operate a little bit differently than the Hollywood version. But they have existed and they continue to exist. And people are often very aware of them. There are so many different kinds of portals, spirit portals, you know, where spirits are wandering in and out, and dimensional portals. And I've heard so many interesting stories of the stories I hear because I tap into this, and people just offer these stories. My favorite stories of people getting trapped are unknowingly somehow walking into another dimension and not knowing where they are and sort of getting, feeling like trapped. Now, some of this stuff is way out there, you know, even by my standards, but I don't discount any of it because of our Earth history at the same time. There's stuff I don't know. So I'm not going to be skeptical with stuff I don't know. I just don't have any personal experience with it to say, yes, it really is true or yes, it isn't. But I know that the portals and the stargates are real and have been real, especially in not just Atlantis, but ancient Egypt. The stargates and how the alignment, there's so much information out there, but you kind of have to connect the dots. It's like you take the pieces of truth and sort of fit them together, because it's kind of a puzzle with information out there. But again, listen to your own intuition and listen to, you know, what resonates with you deep within. If that makes sense. That was a lot of sense.
Because Atlantis and ancient Egypt, they resonate with me very deeply. So as soon as you said that, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember. So
And, you know, that's always the best way to describe what a portal would be, like to go in and to go out.
It's like I have a lot of past life memory, and my memory of these things is a lot of the gifts from Atlantis, or some of the gifts that I've noticed is the ability to use your voice and the tone of your voice to create different vibrational frequencies. Some of that was used for good, and some of it was used in a way that was more manipulative, shall we say. You know, but it's just the incredible spiritual technology that was available back then, and now how we've kind of had to go back and relearn some of that and use it in the right way. It's very interesting how we've kind of evolved.
Wow. Exactly.
Wow, yeah. That's fascinating. I mean, we could talk hours on this subject.
Yes, we could.
So
I'm like, this
deep.
Is
I mean, you could just keep digging a layer and digging a layer and digging a layer.
Okay, now here's my question, Marie. Is she talking in the language that is understandable to follow along?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Good.
Yep,
because
cool.
I want people to understand what in the world I'm talking about, even if they're not quite ready to fully integrate that information. There has been information that has come to me that is such a level that my poor little human brain can't comprehend until years later. I mean, that's ridiculous, but it's so true. It's so true. So much of my experience has been breaking me down, breaking away the structure that I think is me, but realizing, oh, this is so much bigger than what I was ever taught, what I ever learned, and what I continue to learn.
Yes.
Just when I have a little safe little boundary and structure and what I feel is the reality, then the universe is like, okay, you're done. Let's go to the next level. Break.
Oh,
you're
funny.
Done.
Funny. Wow.
I'm like the perpetual student. I'm always learning and I'm always growing. And as soon as I learn something, it's like I can't help it. I have to teach it.
Yes. I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm so drawn to you right now because, man, you're speaking my language. You're speaking my language. And I don't meet a lot of people that, you know, that speak exactly what it is that I'm experiencing. So it's like I can't wait till you get those classes up and going so I can get to them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I really resonate with you as well in the sacred geometry and some of the star symbols and things that I've channeled that are a part of the so-called attunement process with the classes that I'm developing. I mean, I resonate completely. That's how I would see someone's energy. It's how I see people. You and I see, we see the same thing.
Yes.
We just might be working on different levels as according to our soul path, but we see the same thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, someone in the chat room did say that, yes, you are easy to understand. So
okay.
Good.
Well, yeah, so
good.
Cool.
It's nice to, what I want to do is I want to bring these esoteric concepts and present them in a way that they are easily digested by the human mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're
and
not
you are doing a fantastic job in my mind's eye. Fantastic job. Do we have any callers?
Well, we have a couple callers on the line. Do we want to click them in and see if they have a question for you, Jeannie?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me grab the first caller. Hi there. Do you have a question for Jeannie? Hello? Oh, they might be just listening and might be on mute, so I'll put them back on hold, and I'll grab the other caller. Hello. Do you have a question for Jeannie?
No, I'm just listening for Ramya. It's just so intriguing. Does she do readings?
She does.
Yes,
she does.
Oh, I didn't know she was on the line.
Yep, she's right here. She's right here.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Wow. God, I can't believe I'm blushing. I would like to have a reading by you.
Well, that's fabulous. If you ladies can even write in the chat. You can check out my website.
Okay.
Get all the information you need from my website, www.lightofthesoulascension.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just give me a call directly. And if you want to write down my phone number, it's 651-214-6560.
6560, okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your more in-depth, like she said, she likes to do the hour readings, and you're going to get a lot of information. I mean, Jeannie and I sit here and partake at a metaphysical store, and the conversations that she and I have had, you want that hour session, so it's that private session, and you get that information. I guarantee it's an investment in yourself. And you'll walk away completely with your mind blown in a good way, in a good way.
Yes. Yes, I got that.
Is there any questions that you
want
to ask Jeannie now that she can, see if she can answer for you?
Okay.
In regards to her topic?
Yes. What I want to know is, you know how it is, why is it that I'm always pulling in the negative mind of others when I'm doing something with great intentions and they misunderstand what that is? Not that I'm being bothered by them, but what is it in my energy that does that?
Well, the first thing that they are showing me is that first of all, you're a very spiritual person. You actually have a lot of purple in your aura. So you will, they keep talking about boundaries. They're showing me developing boundaries and discernment on who you are helping. Not everybody is open to your energy. And you actually function, your energy, it functions on a level, very high level, actually. And so you really do have an intention. But your masters that are around you, your teachers, your spiritual teachers, are telling me, let go of the reaction. Let go of the negativity of that person's reaction. That is not your job to take that on.
Right.
That is not your job to absorb that. And they keep shining me your purple light, which... they are giving me this distinct download of information for you on your behalf that it is important for you to use your authority, because they're talking about your natural spiritual authority that you carry. You don't realize mm-hmm. you carry that, and people may respond to that in a negative way, and they without really understanding why they're responding to that.
Wow. Oh, this is so on point.
Does this make sense to you? Okay, because you carry a lot of really high energy. You're like a wise one. You've had a lot of experience in spiritual power.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And they may feel this authority figure experience from you, and that might frighten them a little bit. Especially because you call out the darkness in others. You call it the darkness doesn't want to be called out. Make sense?
Wow.
Cool.
Oh, yes, because I do have, I have dreams about the purple. I had a dream about the purple cobra, and it had, what do you call those, fluorescent lights around this purple cobra.
Ooh.
And at first in my dream, I was very afraid of it because it kept coming towards me. The more I moved back, the closer it started coming to me, until I realized about a month ago that that was me. And
yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's your power. That's your power.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, you are awesome.
Good. Isn't she?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
I hope that helped. I hope
that helped. Oh, did it?
Wow.
I needed this very much.
Good.
Oh, my God. This is so powerful. Oh, wow.
I'm glad.
I'm going to stay back and listen.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll put you back on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling me on.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. I'll put you back on hold.
There you go.
That was very cool.
See, folks, that's just one of the things that Jeannie can help you with. She is fabulous. Fabulous.
Yep.
Do we have anybody else?
I can try the other person and see if they unmuted if they want to talk. Let me get them back on. Hi there. Did you have a question for Jeannie?
They just want to listen.
That's cool.
All right.
Okay. That's it. So, we just had the two.
Well, you know, then I have a question. Can Marie and I ask you questions?
Fabulous.
About herself?
Go
Are you okay
it.
With it? Don't be afraid to go, no, no.
Well, it'll be up to spirit. They'll tell me no.
Okay.
But not up to me, but go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay. Just one question I have is, am I on my correct soul path?
Okay. I keep getting the word independence surrounding you and your situation, that you have your soul, a lot of gold and yellow and the need for being more independent. I'm getting this kind of sense in your career path, actually. This is more of a need to be more independent, and that you will be drawn to needing to be a leader. They're saying when you feel like you're a leader and you're a teacher and you feel like you're in that role and you're doing what you love, then you're on your path.
Mm. Okay.
I hope that makes sense. In other words, I'm kind of getting this sense of like, yes, there's some changes coming up. You're kind of going through a transition and some changes, and this is causing you to reflect on, do I want to continue on the path that I'm on, or do I want to tweak it?
Yeah, yeah.
And
exactly.
They're saying you're going to tweak it. You're gonna change it. You're ready for a new level.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is true.
So it's going to unfold. What I'm getting is that it's going to unfold one step at a time.
Okay.
And that will ease your doubt, because where I feel like you're going is in a direction that is very new.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So one step at a time will ease any doubt that you have.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Cool.
That is cool.
I would say the same for me. Am I on my path, my soul path? Am I going in the right direction?
You know, you guys had some parallel things going on, but Beth, you again, the purple, you're carrying a purple mantle, you are. What I'm getting from that is there's something that you are responsible for that you need to take more time with. And they're saying that remember to do your work on yourself. Does that make sense? So they're saying transform your lower vibrations that you feel like you carry, because sometimes you think you carry that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying that is one of your jobs that you're going to do, and that's going to change your energy immensely. Prepare.
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 For the changes. They're saying that doing that, it's kind of like you're digging. This is the vision that they're giving me. You're literally digging yourself out of a dirt.
My
to
God,
find
I'm still
your
digging.
The pearl and the beauty of who you are. And they're saying you're not the dirt. You got to get yourself out of the dirt. Wash yourself out. Get yourself out of the dirt. Wherever the dirt comes from, they don't care. They don't care if it comes from someone else. They don't care if it even comes from you. They're saying get rid of it. And that's part of your journey too. You change the vibration or transform lower energies into higher energies, right? You're like an alchemist. You're like an Atlantean magician. That's how I've always seen you. You're the Atlantean magician. Who shifts frequency, and that is one of your gifts that you came into this life. And they're saying there is going to be a period of time that you're going to go through a shift and like a little alchemy process of your own that's going to change your vibration incredibly, and you're going to merge with your higher self and your light body more, even more, which is what you've always wanted.
Yes.
Okay. And that's
cool.
All they're going to do.
Thank
and that's
you.
All. And that's all they're saying to me. But that was a lot.
And that's good. Thank you.
Wow, that's
okay.
Really cool.
That's really cool. Very cool. Believe it or not, it's validating stuff that I've been getting. It's another
okay.
piece to the stuff that I've been getting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yep. You've got
I
some wise
it.
Old soul in you.
Pardon me.
Well, you've got
There's
some wise old soul in you, and ironically, Marie, you have some. You have some master energy that you carry around you and within you. You are a very strong-willed soul. You have a very strong-willed soul. I love it.
Wow. Well, you know, my number is I'm an 11, so, or I'm sorry, 22.
Oh,
in numerology.
Yep, there you go, the master number,
yep.
Master 22,
yep.
Master builder. You're here to be a leader and you're here to build.
Oh, my God. Well, I better hurry up. I'm waiting to lead.
Yeah. People are waiting for you to lead because you're just
going
to lead them to their own empowerment and their own inner warrior,
oh my God.
Inner leader.
Oh, my God. That was the word that I needed to hear.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, I'm like goosebumpy all over.
Ooh. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
Amazing. So there you go, folks. You see what a reading with Jeannie can do?
Yes.
She can dig right in and get to
the heart of the matter.
Yep.
Get to the heart of the matter.
So, Jeannie, you want to give out your contact information again, please?
Absolutely. You can find all of my contact information on my website, as well as other information, and that is www.lightofthesoul.com. Ascension.com. It's a little bit long. That's lightofthesoulascension.com.
Okay. I have a question in the chat room. Can I read it to you?
Sure.
Okay. So, his name is Monty, and he would like to know, can you tell him where he originated from, and what and where is my soul's home?
Well, it's very interesting, the sort of connection that I'm getting. When I'm connecting with him, I'm receiving a viewing of that he's just, he doesn't have one sort of, I keep seeing a galaxy. I keep seeing the galaxy, but yet Spirit is saying, well, that's the time, that's the space that he spent his most of his time in and where he carries that vibration. But he also has sort of seed energy from other places as well. And they keep reminding him that it's important for you to feel like you're at home here, because this is where you're going to make the most difference. This is where you're going to ground in and create your purpose and shine your light. They're saying you come from this. I keep seeing that visual of that galaxy. I apologize. I'm not getting a name for it. It feels like a very central kind of central location in the universe. I don't get the impression that it is a well-known place by human standards, but what I'm hearing from Spirit is this is like the center of the universe, or like the Mecca of our universe, where a lot of souls travel back and forth from. So actually, you have a very ancient soul who's had multiple experiences in many homes, and that is your center that you're going to return to, is that place where all the masters go when they're done traveling and teaching and learning and growing. So that's where you're going to return to, is that center of that universe, that galaxy. I hope that makes sense to you. But they're saying that you have a big purpose and that you need to find a way of grounding that more deeply into your life and bringing your passions more deeply into your life, so that you are truly in feeling more at home here while you're here. At least that is the healing portion of their message, meant to be healing.
Excellent. And he did say it makes sense. So,
yeah.
Cool. That
very
is awesome.
Thank
very,
you,
very awesome.
Yes. Well, we have 10 minutes left. Is there anything else that you'd like to impart to the listeners?
Are you going to be going anywhere? Any expos that you're going to be at? Any spaces that you're going to be to where people can come and see you?
Absolutely. I will actually be conducting a gallery style reading on October 22nd at the Best Western in Plymouth, formerly known as the Kelly Inn Best Western. Mm-hmm. I have information on my website as well about that. And I also will be partaking in the Fall Psychic Fair at the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community October 25th, and that goes from 10 to 6 p.m.
Nice.
Excellent.
And then are you still at the new moon in Anoka?
Yep.
Or?
I am. I will be there on the 18th at the new moon, if you wish to see me in Anoka. I also do in-person, private phone, Skype readings for my Burnsville office as well as my Chisago office. So all you have to do is just hop on my website, see when time's available, and get connected with me so we can compare our schedules and get ourselves connected.
Cool.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Jenny.
Yep.
We
thank
so
you,
appreciate you.
Yes, thank
well,
you. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me on. This is always such a fun thing for me, and I love doing radio, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And everyone, have a wonderful evening. We send you love and light. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.